Happy Mother's Day. We're going to talk to a couple of Silicon Valley moms this morning on South Bay Sunday, Allison Van Diglin and Lorraine Gabbert. Nice to have you both here.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here, Dan.
You are moms, but you are such diverse characters. I mean, all the things you do besides being moms. Where do we start? Let's start with you, Allison. Start with, now you have a blog. And you have a website.
Yes. Well, I founded Silicon Mom back in 2000, and it's a website for moms looking for resources. For example, if you want to find green tips for living more greenly, I have free ways of going green that don't cost you any money.
You can get in depth with it, or you can just get five quick ones.
That's exactly.
I saw that.
Yeah, there are a lot of great resources there. There are resources and inspiring stories about mothers in Silicon Valley who've done amazing things. You can also find out about the messy truth of motherhood, because I think motherhood, especially on Mother's Day, we have a hallmark view of mothers and the role of a mom. And so you can get the messy truth of motherhood. And there's a lot of book recommendations there where you can find the real truth about the real story of mothers. So Silicon Mom's a great place to go to if you're looking for resources. But what I'm really excited to talk about today is Silicon Mom's new baby, Fresh Dialogues. It's a new site that I founded just last September. I spent the summer with KQED Forum in San Francisco and love doing pre-interviews for the Forum guests there, and decided to combine my love of the radio with interviewing skills. And I now do lively interviews on Fresh Dialogues. You can go there and listen to leaders in technology in Silicon Valley and beyond being interviewed with a focus on green.
Fresh Dialogues, I took a look at that, and it's not really an adjunct to Silicon Mom at all. It's a side thing.
Yes, it's a whole new venture. Basically, I have a real passion for getting the green message out, and I've had the opportunity to interview a lot of real top people like Guy Kawasaki, Martin Sheen, Charlie Rose, Maureen Dowd, and talk to them about their lives and their journey, but also, you know, get them to share their green tips and what they think about the green revolution to inspire people. And I think it's a subject that mothers are very interested in, because mothers are thinking about their future for their kids. They're thinking about global warming and how it's going to impact their kids and their kids' kids. So I think there's a hunger for a new type of interview which focuses on the green message, and that's what I've done. So it's very exciting. You can listen to the passion that people have on this subject.
I can hear the green in your Irish accent.
It's actually Scottish.
Oh, it's Scottish, okay. Yes. But there's a little bit of green in there, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe the tartan, I don't know. But as Kermit the Frog used to say, it's not easy being green, and I guess he's wrong, because it's certainly easy being green today.
I think it's easy to start being green. I think the challenge is to take it further, to take it beyond, you know, changing your light bulbs. And I think the most powerful thing, I once asked Bill McKibben, who's a big green aficionado, I said, what do you recommend? I was doing Silicon Mom at the time. Can you give us like the top five things that mothers can do to be green? And he said, it's not to do with, you know, buying the eco product or the CFLs or whatever. Really, it's to do with getting your political representatives to take it to Congress. You know, take it from the city council, take it, you know, from our city mayor. Our green mayor is doing wonderful things, but take it from that. Keep badgering your representatives to take it to the next level. We need to have, you know, a green government and green laws in place to really make a big difference.
And the big green is long green, the money. And apparently now we've got a constituency for green. And now we've got a financial incentive for green as well with our new president and some of the green initiatives that are going on there. So that's a wonderful thing in itself. So it is a lot easier being green. As long as we're on that, and please forgive me, Lorraine, I don't want to leave you alone, leave you out of this. But as long as we're on that subject, if I'm an engineer, if I'm a tech person in the Silicon Valley, since Silicon Mom is your first love, why should I care about going green? Is it possible I can make a living doing this?
Absolutely. In fact, I was recently invited to Edinburgh University to give some talks about entrepreneurship in Silicon Valley. Over the years, I've interviewed a lot of Silicon Valley entrepreneurs, and there's a mystique about Silicon Valley. And, you know, how is it we make so many fantastic companies like Google, etc.? And so I talked about all the green opportunities here. I think people in Silicon Valley are very innovative, and they're seeing that there's a connection between economic opportunities and green. So there are a lot of very exciting companies starting here on the green business. And in fact, our Mayor Chuck Reed and the City Council are very much encouraging that, you know, incentivizing people to, you know, if you're thinking about a green company, make it in Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a really encouraging sign. So I think a lot of people can turn it around, and rather than saying it's costing money, they can see the opportunity in green. There are a lot of new companies founded, you know, for example, solar companies, but also just, you know, for mom and pop companies advising people, households and business to go green. So I think it's a really expanding area. And in fact, Andres Weidler, he recently did a course at Stanford on green entrepreneurship. The class was sold out at Stanford. A lot of people who've lost jobs or looking for new opportunities are saying, hey, here's a new, you know, we have the green revolution going on. Tom Friedman named it the green revolution, and I think it is. I think you can see it as an opportunity. I think Silicon Valley people are seeing it as that. So I think with Fresh Dialogues, I'm hoping to capture some of that enthusiasm.
A good place to look, too, might be Joint Venture Silicon Valley's Green Print, which came out in February, and you can find that at jointventure.com as well. It's South Bay Sunday you're listening to. That's Allison Van Diglin. And Lorraine Gabbert's here, too, her friend. She brought Lorraine along not for just moral support, because Lorraine is also a very, very busy Silicon mom.
Yes. What I found was I wanted to do something outside of the home for myself creatively and also to give back to the community and to be a role model to my own children. So I decided to get involved with volunteering. It's a combination of two loves, writing and being involved in the community. I started out doing stories for the Almaden Times, and I did that for a number of years. Really enjoyed the process of interviewing people, seeing what was going on, covering city council meetings. Moved on from there to working for San Jose Magazine. Loved doing the profiles. I interviewed our fire chief, Raisfeld. Really enjoyed meeting with him. And decided to do a combination of both things and start a blog, which I started this year, called SiliconValleyVoices.com. And on that blog, I want to feature something I've started doing with my daughter with NCL, National Charity League. National Charity League starts the spring after sixth grade and continues all the way through high school. It's a mother and daughter philanthropy working together to give back to the community.
And also to pass on to the next generation that spirit?
Absolutely. We want to teach our children compassion. We want to teach them about being part of the world. We want to teach them that not everyone is as fortunate as they are. They should appreciate what they have, and they should look to better the world around them. So some of my favorite places to help out are San Jose Family Shelter, and they're always looking for donations and people to volunteer to help. Their website is volunteer@familysupportivehousing.org. Another wonderful place is Second Harvest Food Bank. Second Harvest needs people to help with food sorting, distribution, educational outreach. Their website is volunteer@shfoodbank.com. And another favorite is Sunday Friends. Sunday Friends is a working alternative to charity. At Sunday Friends, families, extremely low-income families, can come and give back to the community while earning tickets for goods. So they can create things for senior homes, they can write letters, they can cook, they can teach their children that they have value and they feel that they're giving while they're receiving. So it comes full circle. Sunday Friends on the second and fourth Sundays are open to volunteers to come in and help with our projects and everything that goes on there, sorting goods. Their website is www.sundayfriends.org.
We get involved with Sunday Friends all the time, and also Second Harvest Food Bank, a couple of great organizations. What I like about Sunday Friends is that young people learn to earn what they get. And it's not like they get handed something and then it's their, you know, it's their right somehow to be handed something for free. They learn how to earn it, and that's a great thing to pass on to. It is Mother's Day, and that's why we're talking about being a mom with the creator of SiliconMom.com, and also that's Allison Van Diglin and Lorraine Gabbert, who's also got a great little website, too, at Silicon Valley Voices. Now, tell me about the fact that you're online. Was it because of, you know, the decline of print media that you went online, or is this just the coolest way to reach people these days? And are either of you Twittering yet?
I'm Twittering.
Are you
yes.
now?
Okay. I'm Twittering.
You're sending out tweets as we speak.
I will be sending out a tweet after we're done recording, for sure. Yeah, I'm at Fresh Dialogues, Twitter at Fresh Dialogues, or Silicon Valley Green Gal. Okay. I have two separate ones.
And I am very active on Facebook. And I think it's tremendous to be connected to people in so many different ways, so many different levels. They're just ways to get messages out and to stay in touch.
Yeah. And I think the wonderful thing about a website is, I mean, 10 years ago, if I'd said, well, I want to be a radio interviewer, people would say, well, you know, wait in line. Yeah, good luck with it. But I can be, you know, a radio interviewer, and I can interview people like Maureen Dowd and Chuck Reed by saying, I have my own radio show. It's online, but it's a radio show. And that opens doors and allows people to, you know, have that communication. In fact, a friend of mine called my show. She said it's like Barbara Walters with a Scottish accent on the radio with a green twist, you know? So that kind of thing is really fun because the web is just empowering people. I mean, as I say, 10 years ago, it would be unthinkable to have something like freshdialogues.com. And, you know, it's possible. I do everything myself. I do the interview, I do the editing, and I put it up there. And it's a wonderful way. And you can use Twitter. In fact, I recently interviewed Guy Kawasaki, and I sent him the link on Friday. It just went up on Friday. And he emailed me back. He said, I'll Twitter for you, which is wonderful. That's you know, to have someone like Guy Kawasaki who has like 100,000 followers. And another way I'm reaching out is I also blog for Silicon Valley Mums blog. And they have a huge, I don't know if you've heard of them, they're a huge, not international yet, but national chain of blogs. And it was founded by three women in Palo Alto. It's svmoms.com. And you can go there and you can find out whatever is breaking news or women blogging about it. And it's a phenomenal resource. You can go there and leave comments.
Are those all linked to your website?
I have a link from freshdialogues.com to that blog, yes.
It's Scottish with a twist. That's nice.
What I enjoy about my site, Silicon Valley Voices, is I can put things up about goings on in the community. I attend Almond Valley Community Association meetings, which has everyone on there from candidates to Gage, who's very wonderful speaker, very involved on so many levels. We have city council people come speak at the meetings. We find out about road construction, new development. So I attend those meetings. I have them on my blog. It's a place to talk about unsung heroes of the community who behind the scenes are making such a difference.
That's what I liked about Sunday Friends myself, was they were just low-key and just doing the job and not waving a big flag trying to get a lot of attention, just doing really good things for people. And I've actually gone out there and watched them do the work they do. It's amazing. Now, we're down to 3 minutes, and it's Mother's Day, and you haven't talked about your kids. So I think we got to do that. You have an Earth child, I understand.
I have an Earth baby. In fact, I did a perspective recently for KQED. You can go to the website and listen to it about my Earth baby. She just recently turned 12. Obviously, her birthday is April 22nd. And having an Earth baby, I mean, it just adds an extra dimension to, you know, what global warming and sustainability and
what a responsibility for a child, though. I'm an Earth baby.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I think she feels that added impetus. But it's like having a birthday on 4th of July, you know, it's like people are celebrating, you know, beyond her birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
So that makes it extra special.
Big celebration. Yes. How about you, Lorraine?
I have four kids, and I love going hiking with them, sharing nature, going to the beach. We recently volunteered to help make pathways and parks to make trail blazing, and I like to share that with them. And they're age 4 through 13, and they all lent a hand, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I also, beyond my Earth babe, I also have a 13-year-old boy who's a big runner. He just took part in the Big Sur Marathon in a team relay.
Yes. How did he do?
He actually came fifth overall with a friend.
That's a tough run.
Phenomenal run. Beautiful run, though.
I was down there for the finish of that, and my wife has run that one. San Francisco Marathon is the only one I've managed to do, and I understand Big Sur is like two of those.
Very, very hilly, but the views are spectacular.
It's hilly. It's uphill. Not uphill, but it's into the wind.
Yes.
Most of the way.
Yes, it is.
So it is a tough thing. So congratulations to him and congratulations to you both. So if we want to know more about you, I know we can go to siliconmom.com, and I imagine click onto some of the areas, freshdialogue.com as well. And again?
SiliconValleyVoices.com.
Okay, and do you two interact? Do you, you know, Twitter each other? Or is it tweeting?
I do contribute to Allison's sites on occasion, and very inspired by her and hoping to see more from her and mine.
And several of Lorraine's stories are on Silicon Mom. If you dig deep enough, we have 9 years of stories up there from real stories from real moms, and Lorraine features for sure.
And we're lucky to be in a writer's group together, and some of the gals from the writer's group have contributed stories to my site as well, which I greatly appreciate. All great writers.
What's the future hold for you? You must be working on something right now. You've got a gleam in your eye.
I have a few things up my sleeve. I want to interview Steve Wozniak.
Oh, boy.
I want to interview Bob Keeve. I want to interview Tom Friedman and Al Gore. They're all on my list. So if you're listening, give me a call.
And if you get them, send us a tweet.
For sure.
So we'll tell everybody to tune by.
Thank you very much.
Okay, really freshdialogue.com. And siliconmom.com, if you can't remember that, you can click on over there. And again?
SiliconValleyVoices.com.
Thanks for coming. And by the way, happy Mother's Day to both of you.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you sharing your mom's stories. Oh, you know what? We talked about your kids. We didn't get your children's names.
Tanara and Lewis.
Okay.
Allison, Jonathan, Michael, and William.
Happy Mother's Day to you kids out there listening, and happy Mother's Day to you moms. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
And coming up on South Bay Sunday, Mother's Day can be a tough day for moms with sons and daughters fighting overseas. We'll talk to one of those moms who's written a book about it, Long Time Passing, when South Bay Sunday's Mother's Day program continues.